government has begun an international tender process to select a private partner to operate the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, as a concession for 25 years. A communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, said the concession is to improve performance indicators as well as mobilization of private investment. He said the move is to lessen the burden on government and further inject efficiency into the company. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
The whole idea is to now have what we call the PSP, that's the private sector participation in ECG. Basically, what it then means is that we are saying that we have the infrastructure of ECG. The infrastructure and the assets of ECG are the property of government, the people and government of Ghana, and will remain seen. However, we are saying that, look, we are bringing in the private sector to hand over these things to them, for them to run it. One, to ensure efficiency in terms of quality delivery, to ensure that there is financial health being reinstalled, to lessen the financial burden of government in terms of constant injection of new capital into this.
So private sector participation, how different is it from privatization?
The privatization is that you will sell the asset, offload your rights to the asset to a private sector. With this current one, what we are doing is that the property is leased out to the private sector to run over a period, either 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Within that particular period, there are certain conditions the person must meet. The conditions are that, one, he must inject capital to bring it back to financial health. He must inject improvement of the equipment in terms of quality of service and technical competence. He must inject all those things. And he must also bring in, to a very large extent, a very sound organizational culture that is sustainable over a period of time after they have exited.
Communication specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, and energy specialist Kwame Jantua said the partnership will create unemployment in the country. According to him, the move will be a high cost to the economy. He therefore urged government to put in a clause to sanction the company if there is any loss.
I would say I really and truly do not agree to this particular concession, but government feels it's the right way to go, because I feel we have competent people in Ghana who can run ECG. And the major question is funding. That is the major question, as far as I can see. It's finance and management. And if we can sanction people when they are supposed to do what they are supposed to do and they don't do it, I'm sure we'll bring some kind of discipline into the system. But I can see from miles away that government is going into this because of funding. Because wasn't it the ones who went to get Liberia's electricity going after the war? We have the competent people to do it. But if government feels this is the way they want to go, fine. But I really don't agree to this kind of, because I think in Ghana we can do it. That is why some of us were saying from the word that the 70% of the oil revenue that you are putting in the consolidated fund, we should drop to 30% and invest that 70% in high-yielding accounts.
Kwame Jantua is an energy specialist. The campaign coordinator of ISODEC, Steve Mantiao, also called on the ministry to rethink through its decision to privatize ECG. He said there is a more prudent way to solve the energy crisis, but certainly not privatization, adding that government should learn from past experiences in privatization.
The answer is emphatically no, because they always drive up costs to consumers. I heard your this agreement is going to drive prices down. That is not true. It is false. And I don't know if you have seen the feasibility report that was done by the U.S. Army Corps on this project. You should go and look at it. In fact, we've even taken off the responsibility for rural electrification from the concessionaire, something that is the responsibility of ECG. So we are actually ensuring that anything that will get in the way of the concessionaire making his markup, his profit, has been offloaded from this arrangement, so that they can be assured and guaranteed that they will get the projected profit. In actual fact, government has agreed to pay off all monies owed ECG before the concessionaire takes over.